Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. How do you size up this squad compared to the last two? So we have tickets to give away today. They are not Elton John. That would be pretty cool. But John Legend tickets, pretty freaking cool also. And he looks like what? Hall of Fame baseball player?
Ozzie Smith.
Ozzie Smith. Well done, James. All right, so legend tickets. We'll get to that shortly. Phone calls on the Eagles, the Phils. Unbelievable factory about the crowd yesterday as it relates to today.
And it's unbelievable. That stadium out there seats nearly 35,000.
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
It really is.
It's disgraceful. I mean, my God.
The Phillies were only going to do the lower bowl, but so many people were buying tickets. They're like, all right, we're just going to open
it's awesome.
It up.
That's awesome. And James and Fritz will be on the call here on WIP, which will be great. Devin, to what extent do you worry about 23 when you think of this football team and what we're seeing now and what we've seen the last 2 years?
I mean, I think it's a logical, but I guess rational, you know, thought to compare to 2023. We saw how, you know, that season started. They were 10-1 and then obviously imploded. I think what John was saying, you know, in the first segment, I agree with the defense. Yeah. The issue with that team, the 23 team, was the defense was essentially non-existent, especially the pass defense. And that didn't help out the offense, which had somewhat similar struggles in 2023, but it was kind of just nothing going. When it comes to the A.J. Brown situation, you know, whatever the issue is, whoever, if whether it's with, you know, one specific person, a group of people, the way the offense in general is run, I just hope that they are able to figure that out and put it to bed. Like, and maybe they have already.
I doubt that.
Quickly.
I doubt it.
I don't want it to become a lingering thing, because I think that's also what happened in 2023. Even like you look back at the final season with Carson Wentz, you know, we heard about fracturing in the locker room and drama. Like, you just don't want any of that stuff.
Yeah.
To affect it, and that's where you worry, and I think that's why so many Eagles fans are kind of like have our antennas up. And
yeah, little on edge.
Yeah,
little, like not totally on edge, but a little on edge. James, how do you think AJ handles it today?
I think he will say the right things for the most part today. I think, you know, he's usually, when he talks after things like this have happened, yeah, have calmed things down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, like, I don't think this is just he's going to talk and everything's fine and we move forward and they throw him the ball. Like, I think there's underlying stuff here. I mean, this keeps happening. This is a pattern. We've got a pattern of this.
Well, we do. And I don't think the Eagles will or should change dramatically the way they conduct offense. Listen, I might tell you in 4 or 5 weeks that this thing shouldn't run through the ground game if I see more of Saquon struggling and say, okay, now they really have to do something totally different. But going into Sunday, do I think they should be primarily a ground team, that's where it starts and the passing game plays off of that? I do. I think it would be foolish to run from that, particularly because they keep winning and particularly because I think it suits Jalen's game the best. So, you know, the reality is that I don't expect Sirianni or Hurts to change their basic strategy, which means that AJ's frustration, in my opinion, is likely to only grow. I mean, I don't think they're going to come out here and say, all right, you know, scrap all that stuff that we've won 7,000 games with the last couple of years, and let's try something different. So I think AJ is going to have to either find a way to deal with it, or he may want to choose to move on. which would be a shame because nobody wants to deal with not getting the ball as much as he wants.
Well,
that's the main thing.
Okay.
Not get the ball as much
as
he wants.
Let's go back to week 3 of 2023 after AJ complained in week 2 on the sideline, got in a little tiff with his quarterback. Everyone paid attention.
Yeah, and he got on a heater.
The following week, 9 catches for 131 yards. The week after that, 9 catches for 175 yards. This is the same quarterback and the same receiver. The week after that, 6 catches for 127 yards, 8 targets. The week after that, 9 targets for 7 catches and 131 yards. The week after that, 15 targets for 10 catches, 137 yards.
Yeah.
The week after that, 8 targets, 8 catches, caught every single one of them. Wow, they're really on the same page now, 130 yards in that one.
Yeah.
Mm.
They can easily rebound right now and look like that for the next 2 months.
Well, let's see where everyone is at on that topic and the big picture of the team as it relates to the last couple of years, because there are striking similarities to both of the last 2 years. I totally agree with John. This defense, though, does look way better than the 23 defense became. I don't know. They present
this defense
funky.
Is going to be unbelievable. As it,
yeah.
Well, see, I don't know if I'm willing to go there because I think I want to see more from the pass rush and like the guys up front.
I agree with that.
We need more pass rush.
I agree with that.
We will add. I am convinced we will add. It's just a matter of time.
Well,
find the right guy.
I wish they hadn't traded 2 draft picks for a 3rd or 4th string running back at best.
Bigsby.
Why did they trade 2 first round, two draft picks,
it's
not
odd.
First round,
as for weeks go by,
for a 4th string running back? I mean, I guess you can say, well, it's really a kick returner, but come on.
I don't get that one.
All right, let's go to Wade kicking us off. Wade, good morning.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
Hi, Wade.
Hey, what's up? I'll be locked in. I'll be listening. The conversation's all been the same for like the last 3 years. But since we went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs in 2022, we had the same coordinators, right? The defense, the offense, and we lost them. See, these last 3 years, every year we've been having a new offensive coordinator. So
yeah, it's a
our
problem.
Offense is rusty.
It sets us back. There's no question that sets us back.
Right. So listen, all these 3 years has been the same. He's been late, or like the offense ain't been right, or he ain't been throwing the ball. Because he wanted to be a perfectionist. His dad was a coach and raised him, so I'm pretty sure when he made him apple dust soup, he probably spelled out no turnovers in the soup.
I think so.
Tell him all day, no turnovers, no turnovers.
Well, Wade, he's also got real-life experience that has compounded this.
Yes.
Like, when he doesn't turn the ball over, he wins games.
Yeah.
Like, in the Super Bowl, you know?
And, Wade, I would also argue that a lot of it probably comes from Saban. Because know this about a Nick Saban team. I don't care what team it was over these last 15, 20 years. Nick Saban teams almost always entered a game with more talent than the other team. I mean, just facts. And so Saban, I guarantee you, was in Hurts' ear. Listen, Jalen, we have talent everywhere. Don't turn it over, and we're going to win. And I think that probably set in motion the conservative nature as well.
Joe, listen to this. So on the other hand, you going by a Saban thing. Listen. Saban never started a freshman quarterback. Jalen Hurts is the first freshman quarterback to start. You know why he started? Because he don't turn the ball over. That's why he started. That is what his specialty is. Don't turn the ball over. He made Saban so comfortable with his offense and to run the game that he's not going to put his offense and put his team in predicaments. It's like you said, he got enough talent to win every game.
And the Eagles are kind of like that. The Eagles walk out there, it almost feels like an all.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All-Star team.
But listen, the way the offense go and everything, he's not locked in, so he's not going to release the ball. And AJ tried mad because he's like, yo, dog, come on, man, give me the ball. Let me make plays. But he like, but Jalen been coached so much not to turn it over. And then when he was turning it over, we was losing. And now he's not turning over. We winning like right. He usually do. So he like, okay, this is the winning game. This is the way we do it. So let's just do it like this. And then he's not comfortable because he's still learning and everything, and he's scared to let it go, you know, to let the ball go, late releases and read in the office. You got to get it down pat. Like, we got to learn. He got to learn. Like, he got three. This is a new offensive coordinator, new terminology. The defense clicking it better than what we expect because we got the same coordinator there to teach the same stuff. What he like, he got to get it down pat and let him learn it and get it under where he's comfortable, where he out there, and he can just snap and let it go. But until it get like, and then that come in through the season like it did every year besides with Brian Johnson because he was running them bullcrap plays. But then we did it with the dude that went down to the Saints. He won the Super Bowl. Now, hopefully, this offensive coordinator can get it right and we can get comfortable and get back the road.
Well, we'll see. But wait, good call. Really good call. I will say this about last year, and I said it a million times in the offseason. I think a lot of people got hung up with how, and I don't mean hung up in a bad way, hung up in a good way, with how the Eagles finished offensively last year. Passing game. Last 2 years.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's spectacular. Yeah. But let's not forget the 4 months that preceded it. I mean, it was not...
Well, they couldn't score in the first quarter or first halves. I mean,
it
was painful.
It was very painful. Now, the running game was exceptional, but the passing game for the bulk of last season was not. It wasn't even close.
Have they scored on every first drive this year? They've scored on a bunch.
Well, Dallas for sure.
They scored off the turnover in the Rams game. They scored on the first drive this last game against Tampa. Did they score on the first drive against KC? Is the only one I can't remember. But they've been much better at that this year.
They have been. Mm-hmm. They have been, for sure. 215-592-9494. How you can win the John Legend tickets. We'll tell you that coming up next. Plus, Shield Kapadia, his film breakdown. We've been hearing a lot of people say, AJ's just not getting open. Does Shield agree with that? Shield's assessment of the openness of A.J. Brown, how Jalen's playing. Obviously, we'll talk some defense as well. We'll do a ton with Shield, your phone calls as well, on 94 WIP.
You know, I love the crisp October air, but not when it's coming through my old drafty windows. You feel that little chill, and you can almost hear your heating bill getting ready to skyrocket. It is the worst.
That's when you call Window Nation and put an end to those drafts for good. I'm so happy that we did this at my house for my kids' bedrooms. Plus, Window Nation was just ranked number one by Forbes, and their installation crews can replace your windows in one day or less. And right now, their October sale is huge. Buy two windows, and you'll get two more completely free.
Buy two, get two free with one-day installation. That's already incredible. But here's what's really going to get you. Financing. You can make no payments for 2 years. That means no money down, no monthly payments, and no interest until 2027. That is a huge relief with the holidays right around the corner.
This offer ends October 31st, so schedule your fast free estimate right now. Do like I did and call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.